Ready?
Ready.
Cool.
This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in Borough Hall on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2024. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Thank you. Can we do a roll call, please?
Mr. Colasardo?
I'm here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Mrs. Cusick?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Hohenleitner?
Here. May I ask everyone to please rise for silent reflection and a pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. As our first order of business, we noticed that our November meeting would be we're not doing that first. Here we are. Okay. We are going to approve the previous meeting minutes from December 14, 2023, our regular meeting minutes and executive session, December 28, 2023, special meeting minutes, and January 1st, 2024, reorganization meeting minutes. May I have a motion and a second, please?
I'll move those.
I'll second. Colasardo.
Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
The minutes have passed.
Thank you. I'm going to go out of order just because I promised Commissioner Murray that she'd be the very first thing on the agenda today. So I'd like to read a proclamation, and after I'm done, Mrs. Murray, we'll take a picture together, but be comfortable while I read this, okay? Thank you, and thank you for being here. Thank you to your family for being here. Honoring Commissioner Lillian G. Burry. Whereas County Commissioner Lillian G. Burry was born in New York City, attended public schools and Wagner College, graduating cum laude with a BA degree in political science and history. She was elected to the National History Fraternity, and in 2005 was granted the Wagner College Fellow in political science. And whereas Mrs. Burry began her public service as a councilwoman in Matawan Borough. After moving to Colts Neck, she served as committee woman, deputy mayor, and mayor, making her mark in historic preservation and open space conservation. And whereas Mrs. Burry was elected to the Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders in November 2005, she was reelected in 2008, 2011, 2014, 2017, and reelected to the Board of County Commissioners in 2020. She served as the first woman director in 2008 and again in 2010, 2014, and 2017. And whereas Mrs. Burry received numerous honors, including the Marine Corps League Distinguished Citizen, the Sheriff's Officer's Fraternal Order of Police Person of the Year, the Historical Association's Person of the Year, the Latino American Association's Outstanding Community Member, and won the Eastern Monmouth Chamber of Commerce Spinnaker Award for Public Service. And whereas Mrs. Burry has received many awards throughout the years. Included in the long list is the 2017 New Jersey Women of Achievement Award from the New Jersey State Federation of Women's Clubs and the Community Public Service Award from the Vingopal Service Civic Association in May 2022. And whereas additionally, Commissioner Burry received the first Count Basie Vanguard Award for Lifetime Devotion to the Arts in 2015. She received the first M. Claire French Award, recognizing her leadership in historical preservation, and also in 2016, the Girl Scouts of the Jersey Shore honored her as a Woman of Distinction. And whereas Mrs. Burry worked in a collaborative effort with Soldier On Organization, she found a home for homeless veterans of Monmouth County that opened in November 2021. In May 2023, a Veterans Community Wing was named for Commissioner Burry. And whereas Lillian G. Burry has been in business for more than 40 years as owner and broker of record of Colts Neck Realty, married to Donald, a retired captain from the Coast Guard, they have one daughter and two grandchildren. Now therefore, I, Lori Hohenleitner, Mayor of Atlantic Highlands Borough, along with all the members of the Atlantic Highlands governing body, to hereby honor Mrs. Lillian G. Burry for her decades of service and commitment to Monmouth County. We share the pride of all Monmouth County residents in honoring Mrs. Burry on providing positive contributions toward the betterment of the citizens of the county. And it's signed by me. And I just... I just want to personally say before we take a picture, you're a trailblazing lady and that you're wearing your fancy pants tonight, but I just really admire you so much, and it was the first thing I wanted to do out of my first meeting as mayor, so thank you for being here tonight.
Well, thank you, Mayor Lori. I am really blown away that this is Atlantic Highlands that's doing this for me, because Atlantic Highlands holds a very special position in my heart. As you well know, my daughter lives here. She gave birth. They did give birth to that man. Thank God.
But they came home pretty soon after.
Children, both my grandchildren, and they've made quite a mark for themselves, which reflects very well on it, mind you, because they went to school here. And so the oldest is Bill, to believe, and he had gone there, but you do.
Sounds great.
And I'm not finished. He is the top litigating attorney in the state of Illinois.
Good.
Listen, I'm a litigator in the state of New Jersey, so. Not the top, though. I don't want to. I know my strengths and weaknesses.
You're super loyal.
And then the second one is Stephanie. And Stephanie has been an absolute gem. And she is now president of the company. So I would say Atlantic Highlands has really been very good to us. And I thank you.
Thank you
for this recognition. I thank you for having me here.
Oh, well, thank you. Let's take a picture.
Thank you for
coming. And Commission.
You can do whatever you want.
Let's do Loretta. Besides, we'll drink Loretta. Sorry, Holmes. I promise I'll be good.
Commissioner Burry, I understand you have a birthday coming up. Yes, yeah, she hear me? Commissioner Burry, I understand you have a birthday coming up. Yes?
You have a birthday.
January 15th.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
It could be a national birthday. They did it for, what was his name?
The big
holiday is Martin Luther King.
Okay.
A little bit more notoriety than I did.
And this is overdue. I'm really sorry that the mayor missed her last official meeting as mayor, but we've been preparing this proclamation for you, and I've already read through it, and I didn't cry, so we'll see how I do. This is a proclamation, the mayor and council of Borough of Atlantic Highlands, honoring Loretta Gluckstein. Whereas Loretta Gluckstein has been a resident of Atlantic Highlands since April of 1989, having moved to the Garden State from her native Michigan, And whereas Loretta Gluckstein embraced and contributed to the greater Atlantic Highlands community in various ways over the years, and there's a lot of them, including 8 years as board member and president of the Henry Hudson School Board, including during Hurricane Sandy, 6 years as president of Atlantic Highlands Elementary School Parent Teacher Association, 5 years as Cub Scout leader and Cub Master for the local Boy Scouts, and not to be left behind, also 6 years as Girl Scout troop leader, 10 years participation with Meals on Wheels, and whereas Loretta Gluckstein, a devout Roman Catholic, is a proud member of the Atlantic Highlands St. Agnes Parish, where she was a catechism instructor, CCD, for 12 years, and an instructor for summer Bible school. She has also been a Eucharistic minister for Care One, and is currently the kitchen manager at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Asbury Park. And whereas Loretta Gluckstein was elected as mayor of Atlantic Highlands in 2020, serving a full term through December 31st, 2023. Working in partnership with the community, she engaged and participated in, I'll add, memorable annual events, including the Christmas tree lighting, the Police Benevolent Association Gala, the Pride flag raising, and the Women's Suffrage Rally, which she organized in August of 2020, and Mrs. Burry and I were very privileged to attend. She worked diligently with the council and administrative offices, achieving her goals of regionalization, reestablishing a strong relationship with the county, the utility companies, the Department of Transportation, and repairing and restoring the stone bridge to its original aesthetics. And I get to see that every day. And whereas Loretta Gluckstein focused attention on improving conditions in the borough for pedestrians with the creation of a pocket park, including a gazebo, on Center Avenue, restriping, this is what happens when I tear up, restriping many of the borough crosswalks, including the county roads and borough parking lots, transitioning many streetlights with bright LED efficiency bulbs, replacing old and faded signage, sealing the harbor promenade walkway, and picking up a lot of garbage too. Litter was of particular interest, that's not listed here. Whereas Loretta Gluckstein implemented a harbor revitalization plan, which included the repainting of harbor structures, including the gazebo, conducting repairs, participating in formal communications, and meeting with the harbor strategic partner, Naval Weapons Station Earl, collaborating with the administrator's office to seek and secure $2.1 million in a federal appropriations funding for bulkhead improvement. And whereas Loretta Gluckstein oversaw the implementation of enhanced communications with the establishment of a Zoom system incorporated for council meetings, resulting from the COVID pandemic, the establishment of a meeting room where interviews and presentations could be conducted remotely with individuals off-site, and whereas Loretta Gluckstein oversaw the implementation of a fleet analysis, which led to the replacing of old and antiquated vehicles, patrol cruisers, apparatuses, and rigs in the Department of Public Works, the Police Department, and the Fire Department. Mayor Loretta Gluckstein oversaw the hiring and onboarding of a lot of people, a new borough administrator, police chief, chief municipal financial officer, court administrator, tax and utility collector, qualified purchasing agent, and planning zoning board secretary a couple times. During her administration, the municipality sought after and was awarded numerous Department of Transportation and county-funded grants to repave various roads, upgrade the borough's skate park, establish an annual employee health fair, and whereas Loretta Gluckstein is married to Steve Gluckstein, together they have 3 children, 2 of which are members of USA Gymnastics Olympic team. Loretta is an advocate for those who suffer from Alzheimer's. She is the primary caregiver for her mother, who's here today, resides with her, and suffers from this illness. Now, therefore, I, Lori Hohenleitner, Mayor of Atlantic Highlands Borough, along with all the members of the Atlantic Highlands governing body, do hereby honor Loretta Gluckstein for her decades and unfinished decades of service and commitment to the greater Atlantic Highlands community and the borough of Atlantic Highlands. We share the pride of all borough residents in honoring Loretta, who provided positive contributions toward the betterment of the citizens of this municipality. And just before we clap for her, and I pull myself together, you're my friend, and we have this friendship that a lot of people don't know about, and thank you for that, because it's meaningful to me. All right, come on up and people clap and let me get you.
Oh, I'll get better at it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very nice.
So. I didn't get the opportunity because I was not here at my last meeting, so I will read the statement now. Okay. So, I'd like to say a few things. It will only take 20 to 30 minutes. And more than likely, I will repeat myself. It may be a little different every time because I have a new thesaurus app. And of course, I have to use it. So sit back and take in all my new avant-garde, unique, exceptional, verbiage. Change is difficult, but somewhat necessary. Since being sworn in on January 1st, 2020, many things have changed. New chief of police and borough administrator, loved ones that meant so much to this town, Bernie Sweeney, Helen Marchetti, Walter Curry, to name a few. So much history that has been lost. Change is inevitable. In 4 years, I was elated for the first 3 months. And as well, we all are aware, COVID impacted the world. Everyone in this little town stepped up to make this horrific situation the best that we can be expected. We went to Zoom meetings, monitors, and social distancing. These were dark days for so many. My patience, empathy, and resolve were tested. I just have to say once again how fortunate we were with all our employees of this town. Clap. And I'd like to say, exceptional people. First and foremost, Mr. Phillips, who is the backbone of this town. He is 24/7, I'm not going to look at you, and I thank him for all he does for this town. He has a stellar team that always gives 100%. Luke Leader and his team that keep the harbor running. Thank you. The rock stars on the police department, including our chief of police, Scott Reiner. You make me so proud of this town. Marty Hawley in our water department that performs miracles. Thank you. The fire department that put on a great fair on Santa and Mrs. Claus down on the rig so they can light the town tree and, of course, are there when a true emergency strikes. Same with our first aid team. Our OEM team that my friend Sarah Weimer stepped up to the job and is knocking it out of the park. During COVID, we celebrated our first responders, and I thank them for all their service. If these fine people make up the body, which is the Atlantic Highlands, the heart of the town is right here in Borough Hall. These people have become more than friends. I consider them family. From Kathy, who has just started here not too long ago, to Mr. Colangelo, who is perfect for his position. He holds as code enforcement. And the true tag team force that makes everything look so good. That's Beth Merkel and Michelle Clark. These two ladies are so efficient that I believe at this point they are telepathic. Thank you for hours of patiently answering and explaining every question that I ask. You both are the kindest, pure-hearted women that I know. I hope for the best for both of you. Mr. Vergina, who always has a moral compass and will tell you the truth whether you want to hear it or not. Thank you. Without all these fine people, this town would not be what everyone refers to as the jewel of the Bay Shore, or to me and some of you here, home. So I thank you. I thank you for the 34 years, and of course, it will go on. But most important, more than anyone, I want to thank my husband, who I love so dearly, and my kids. Here. When you see me, if you've ever seen me, and I'm not with my mother, just know my husband has my mother. She has Alzheimer's. And that's why it's more important for me to be with her, because I had a wonderful childhood and she was a great mom. So I must give back to her and to all those that are suffering with dementia or have any cognitive issues. That's where I'm gonna go to in the future. So I wanna thank you again. Thank you, Mayor and Council, again, so thank you.
Crying is contagious. Sorry.
Thank you.
You know what? Steve doesn't come to the meeting, so
you can leave if you want.
We will.
Yes. Yes.
Once again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
I'm out of here. And this time for freedom. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Got it? Okay. I'm so hard. Okay. You got it? Come on, sit up here,
huh?
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Well deserved. So Mayor Gluckstein, under last year, had been honoring Employees of the Month, and we'll bring that back and we'll continue to do employee appreciation, but Mrs. Clark had the really great idea, and we thought we would start it this month with honoring a business in town. And the absolute most obvious one to me was Jaspin Hardware. So I am going to read this, and I'm not going to cry because, yeah, it's, I'm going to read this, but it's not only nuts and bolts. It's like the most welcoming place in town, and it's where I see everybody, and I don't know a lot about home improvement, but I don't go anywhere else because I get the best advice there, so let me get through this, and this is for everybody at Jaspin's. My day is clockwork. My husband owns the coffee shop in Leonardo, so I see like some of your opening employees riding their bike to work in the morning. And then sometimes I go to Harborside at the end of the day and see some people who spent the day at Jaspin and are finishing up. So it's like my bellwether of what's going on in Atlantic Highlands. And the cash register is one of my favorite places to hang out. So. Business of the month, January 2024, Jaspin Brothers Hardware, in appreciation of Andy and Chuck Hull. Brothers Andy and Chuck Hull, owners of Jaspin Brothers Hardware and their staff, are known throughout the borough of Atlantic Highlands for their support of our community. While the name and owners of this hardware store have changed over time, it has remained part of First Avenue and Atlantic Highlands since 1925. Andy and Chuck Hull have run a very successful business since 2003, providing a helpful, friendly atmosphere, amazing customer service, and I really know this, and every hardware need possible. The governing body wishes to honor Andy and Chuck and all their employees for their commitment to our community and thanks them for going above and beyond. For example, the lighting and decorating of our borough Christmas tree since 2015. On behalf of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, we thank you for all you do and hereby present this certificate honoring Jaspin Hardware as the first business of the month, January 24, in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. And thank you for being here tonight.
Congratulations, Ellen.
Okay. Seeing that there's no unfinished business and no workshop discussion, we are going to go on to public comment on consent and regular agenda items. Mrs. Clark.
Individuals wishing to address the council shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their name, address, and group, if any, they represent. Although the council encourages public participation, it reserves the right, through its presiding officer, to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not in keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. If any individual refuses to conduct themselves in a proper manner, they will be removed from the meeting. The council will not, during the public portion of this meeting, discuss matters involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, litigation, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or discipline of any specific or prospective or current employee.
Thank you. That's something that Highlands does at their meetings, and it seems to work well for them. So is there any public comment on regular or consent agenda items? Mr. Lines, come on up and state your name and address, please. Mr. Rohmeyer, how many do we have on Zoom?
11 attendees.
Okay. Anyone on Zoom who'd like to make public comment, please raise your hand. Mr. Lines,
Josh Lines, 60 Bayside Drive. I just want to ask why ordinances are on the agenda, but the ordinance is not on the in the documents. And I asked the clerk, Ms. Clark, she said that's the way it's always been. It's always bothered me. So I wondered, is this statutory? Why? It just seems inconvenient that if the ordinance is on the agenda, we should be able to see what the ordinance says before you introduce it.
Yes, thank you for your comment. I appreciate it. I think it is statutory. After the first reading, it is available to the public to review, and then it's discussed on second reading by with the public.
That's statutory?
Yes.
Thanks.
Anyone else in the courtroom? Anyone on Zoom?
No hands raised.
Okay. Moving on. New business, consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Is there anything anyone wants to pull off and separate?
No.
Okay, can I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda?
Crowley moves.
Starkey second.
Mrs. Clark?
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you, Mrs. Clark. Ordinance 2-2024, amending Chapter 139, parking, introduction. May have a motion and a second.
Crowley moves.
Forbes seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 2-2024 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption, January 25th.
Thank you. Now, Ordinance 3-2024, amending Chapter 150, HBD and CBD zones, introduction.
Doherty moves.
Murphy, second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasotto?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Doherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 3, 2024 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption, February 22nd.
Excellent. And this is Ordinance Number 4, 2024, amending Chapter 97-13, dog licensing. It's an introduction, and the change in this is that it's bringing the possibility to license your dog for 3 years as opposed to our current of one. May I have a motion and a second, please?
Crowley moves.
Cusick seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasotto?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Doherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 4, 2024 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption, January 25th.
Awesome. Thank you.
And Mayor, just because you mentioned about the dog license for the public, for the parking introduction, that would add, I believe, 28 spaces in that lot that are restricted right now for hours of parking. So that's,
yes,
that's the big benefit.
Yes. Thank you.
Great.
Okay, we're going to move to administrators' reports and professionals. I'm going to start with my friend over there, Mr. Romeyer.
Caught me off guard a little.
Sorry. former mayor said change.
That's right.
Thank you. CDBG project, community development grant, block grant, partially funded restroom project. The borough received bids this past Tuesday. Our office is reviewing the bids for compliance with the spec. We will coordinate with the municipal solicitor and also send them over to the county, who needs to also concur on any potential award, and we will circle back and offer a recommendation to award or reject bids received. I will say the lowest apparent bid was generally in line with our engineer's construction cost estimate, so at this point, I'm not aware of any fatal flaws, but we'll get that formally to you for an upcoming meeting. With regards to the DOT-funded fiscal year 22 and 23 East Garfield and Grant Avenue Road Improvement Project, as you're aware, the water main replacement component has been completed. The services have been transferred over. The water trench has been restored to grade, and the site's been demobilized. What the contractor will return to the site once the weather breaks to perform the remaining concrete work and mill and pave operations. The borough, I previously reported this, but the borough has received DOT 2024 road improvement money through their municipal aid program. Our office will work with the administration to identify the roads to include within that next project, and we'll get a presentation on a scope of services to you soon in order to make the potential award in time to preserve the grant money. And then lastly, NJDCA recently announced their next round of LRIG, Local Rec Infrastructure Grant Money. So as you may recall, the municipal skate park had received a grant for this, has a grant in place for through this program. DCA has reopened for 24 money. I believe, I'm telling you this because the application deadline is the end of February. So we very quickly need to identify, if interested in participating in the program, there's no match requirement. So if interested, grants are anticipated to be awarded up to $100,000. We will need a resolution of support from the council for any submission, and again, our submission deadline for the grant app is end of February. That's all I have at this point.
Thank you. Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Okay, thank you. There are currently three lawsuits pending against the borough. One of the lawsuits is the challenge to the election results. And it looks like they are going to dismiss the borough clerk from the suit. There is another lawsuit is the Fallon case involving a tax abatement that was rescinded. We've just received that complaint and have not had been required to answer it yet. And then there is a small claims matter involving the recovery of costs to repair damage to a homeowner's yard that was caused by a water main break, which is pending in small claims court. We have one active tax appeal that's in discovery phase. A public declaration letter was provided to the FAA verifying that the Atlantic Highlands Police Department is a public safety entity authorized under federal regulations to fly drones. And lastly, regarding regionalization, Seabright recently passed a resolution to seek grant money to fund a feasibility study.
Thank you. Your handwriting is impeccable. I haven't seen it up close yet. Mr. Farragino, your handwriting's pretty good, too.
Thank you. Okay, so we only have a few announcements this evening. JCP&L contacted us and wanted us to remind our residents that they continue to restore service to customers who lost power in Monmouth County during the recent severe weather event and has activated their retail water and ice program. For those customers remaining without power for 24 hours or more, JCP&L is offering free water and ice at many locations within the county, including Food Circus in Atlantic Highlands, Port Monmouth and Red Bank, as well as ShopRite in Aberdeen, Hazlet and Middletown. They also remind customers to immediately report any downed wires to the company or their local police department. Customers should never go near a downed power line, even if they think it is no longer carrying electricity. Extra caution should be used in areas where down lines are tangled in trees or other debris. To report downed wires or power outages, call 1-888-LIGHTS with two S's or 1-888-544-4877 or click the report outage link on www.firstenergycorp.com. Having said that, new rainfall is being forecast for this Friday night through Saturday morning. Flooding is possible at various locations in the county, including coastal flooding. Strong to potential damaging winds may develop Friday night. So we ask everyone to please be cautious and be careful if you're on the road. The borough has installed signage at the borough parks. They are now identifiable to residents as well as emergency personnel should a call ever be made to respond to one of those locations. Attention was made to have the signs in a material that does not rust, designed in borough colors along with the borough logo. Special thanks to DPW for installing those signs. And earlier today, I attended the Monmouth Joint Insurance Fund 2024 reorganization meeting. Other than that, I have, there was a request, I believe, from a resident at the last meeting as to where the borough stood year to date pertaining to grants through our grant writing firm, the Aubrey Group. I have that information, if, Mayor, if you would like me to go over it now or.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So I'll
You should just show.
Yeah, I asked the firm to provide a synopsis, and they gave me a 90-page document. So I summarized it in about a minute and a half. So where we are at year-to-date is we're in the process of applying for two core grants. One is the NJDEP Hazardous Discharge Site Remediation Fund. It's the fund amount is $2 million. There's no match, and that is in process. We are also in the process of applying for the NJDEP New Jersey Clean Construction Program. That's $100,000. The match is 25 to 30%. When I say we, I mean the firm is. And we have already applied for the Brothers Helping Brothers grant. That's for EMS equipment. That's a $10,000 funding. There's no match. And the expected response should be in the next quarter. We also apply for the NJDCA ARP firefighter grant. That's the funds PPE equipment for firefighters. The dollar amount is $75,472. There's no match on that. The response is estimated spring 2024. We submitted a letter of intent. Again, when I say we, I'm talking about the Aubrey Group for Peoples for Bikes grants. That's funding bike infrastructure and biking programs. That's a $5,000 request. and we applied for the NJEDA Asset Activation Grant. It's for early-stage planning and analysis that will demonstrate viability projects that activate distressed or underutilized public assets that benefit their communities and the regional economy. That's a $32,000 grant. Okay, so that's a synopsis. There's one more. We will be applying for the Local Recreation Improvement Grant. That's a $100,000 NJDCA grant, and that's due in February, and that may involve my office working with CME on that a little bit as well, in conjunction with the Aubrey Group. So those are the highlights from year to date. There's a core load of grants that we are looking at that we may also be pursuing, but that's a very rigorous process to find out, you know, are they looking for a match? If they are, sometimes it's not that attractive depending on the dollar amount. And some grants are not applicable to our borough and what our specific needs are. So again, it's a meticulous process that involves a lot of collaboration between the Aubrey Group and my office. Those are the highlights, Mayor.
Thank you. And just a reminder to the community that CME does apply for many grants on our behalf, including our roads program, so that the Aubrey Group is not focused on those that CME takes care of. Okay. We are now going to move into reports of council. I wanted to let everyone know that we are only partway through the month, but so at probably our second meeting, there might be a little bit more information in council reports as the various commissions and committees are meeting to reorganize. But the borough will be having a chair training for the incoming chairs that are here this year, and members of council are welcome to participate. But it's not because we don't think the chairs know what they're doing. It's so that we can all get on the same page with what our goals and missions are for our committees and where we can help each other out. I see one of our new chairs is in the public tonight, so thank you for being here, and thank you to all of our volunteers for agreeing to serve. So with that, I'm going to, this week we'll go in alphabetical order. Mr. Colasurdo, kick us off.
Great. So let's first talk about Harbor. I'm going to be deferring to the newly sworn in council person, Ms. Forbes over there, which I'm excited to hear about. Fire calls in December answered were 28. 28 calls were answered in all of 212 calls were answered in all of 2023. The fire department wants to thank everyone who showed up to celebrate the department's swearing in on January 1st. Additionally, the fire department has a Fire Explorers program for children 15 and older. It's a great program to get kids involved in fire safety and also gives them a window into what it's like to be a volunteer firefighter. Contact Chief Burbank for additional details. And as always, the fire department is looking for volunteers. Applications can be found in Borough Hall. The Shade Tree Commission met last night. They elected co-chair Ashley Cruz, who's in the building today, and Bill Thorne as co-chairs, which is exciting. I think they're both going to do a fantastic job. After the election, the commission discussed the treatment of the oak trees, which are diseased in Veterans Park, and how we can treat them and how we can extend their lives. I think that's an important thing to do. They provide a tremendous canopy in Veterans Park for the events that we hold there. In addition, there were discussions about the tributary plaques that have been in the works for some time. I'm happy to announce that the plaques have been designed, and we are hoping that the rollout of the tributary plaques should be imminent. And then lastly, the Shade Tree is, I'm hopeful that it's going to have its newsletter mailed out in March. It'll also be available via the Shade Tree page on the borough website, so look out for that in the near future. Thank you.
Mr. Crowley.
Thank you. Let me start with police, and Councilwoman Cusack and I are going to be dividing that up, so I'll give you part of it and she'll finish off. Class 2, our newest Class 2 officer has completed his field training. And our latest Class 2 officer, Doherty, is beginning his field training with Officer Chenoweth. Our lieutenant is prepping for his FAA license, which I think our legal counsel mentioned with the FAA. So he's prepping for his FAA license to begin police drone operations here in town. I know that's really going to come into effect, especially with patrols on the Hudson Trail, where it's difficult to get personnel down there, as well as all sorts of places around town. Our congrats to Sergeant Soden on the birth of his daughter, and the mom and the baby are both doing well. December totals, 1,289 calls. 43 of those were for first aid and fire. 15 were for vehicle crashes, 191 traffic stops, and 5 DWI arrests. 39 total DWI arrests in the year 2023. Nothing for recreation except to say that Councilman Dougherty and I are both going to be on that committee together, and we have a reorg meeting on January 18th, and the public is invited to attend. First aid squad, I know the conversations are about to be had regarding the acquisition of a second ambulance. PD we just gave, and DPW, tip of the cap to everybody in DPW, Jimmy, all the folks on his team for harsh weather conditions, as we all know, this last week, kept them busy. A lot of downed branches and flooding. We were just talking before the meeting about at one point he could barely see beyond his car, beyond the windshield, because the rainstorm was just coming down that heavily. I know I had flooding in the basement of my house. It's just that ground is so saturated. So Mr. Perugini was just mentioning about what to do if there's down power lines. I'm not going to repeat that. All I will say, though, is that our radio got a workout this week for the first time, and we were able to update with the governor's declaration of the state of emergency. That was on there. If you go to the radio, if you can't remember what Mr. Farragina said, you can go to the radio, and you'll hear all those numbers that he gave out or had a report if you have a power outage at home or if there's power lines that are down. What do you do? What don't you do? Sometimes is even more important than what you do, but steering clear of all that. All those reminders there. Our OEM department, which the mayor mentioned, they've got a great list of things for your emergency kit, what you should have in your house. That's all there. Those messages repeat, so if you miss anything, it's all there. So DPW, moving on. Again, I'm going to divide this up with Councilman Murphy. So they're still looking to hire two employees. They need a vehicle technician, and they need just a member of the team, a DPW member. Applications are available online at ahnj.com, or you can come here and get an application or tell a friend if you know somebody that's qualified, write to Borough Hall, and you can get an application. DPW safety, last week, the DPW held its annual winter and snow safety meeting. I attended. Very interesting. They brought in members from Middletown as well and a couple of other agencies. Very thorough about what they do and don't do and reporting, and it's Jimmy's really got this organized so that they always know where everybody is, so everybody's accountable at all times while these conditions just get very hazardous. So members of the police, fire, and EMS were in attendance, along obviously with all the DPW members. Leaf and brush pickup. All leaf pickups have been completed for the winter. No brush or leaves should be out at this point, so if you've got them out on the street, please bring it back in, and you can gather it up, or your gardener can gather it up, and you can bring it down to Borough Hall, and they've got an area for leaves and branches. Christmas tree pickup. The first Christmas tree pickup occurs this week. The second and final pickup will be on January 22nd. Any resident can drop off Christmas trees at the Borough Yard, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Jim, I don't have it in front of me, but I know we got that email about the number of yards for leaves and stuff like that. If you've got that, if you want to read that, that's, I think, pretty interesting. Sure. And that's it for me.
Great. Mrs. Cusack.
Good evening, everyone. Senior citizens, we have not many meetings yet this month. We're waiting for Lloyd to return from Florida, where it's not as sunny down there as it's supposed to be. So there's no report for seniors. I will tell you, tomorrow there's chair yoga for the seniors, as well as the weekly walk that I participate in, and it's not horrible weather. Veterans Committee, I thank Commissioner Perry has just invited me to meet with her next week, or soon, concerning the veterans activities for the county. In terms of our own committee, I don't have any report for tonight. Our committee will be, our reorganization meeting will be taking place shortly. OEM, thank you, Mr. for mentioning your report. Thank you very much. The radio announcement is very clear and very helpful. I've listened to a number of them all week long, and I find it very helpful to keep track of things. OEM is also reporting out and keeping us updated on issues related to flooding in particular. This coming week, we're going to have one this weekend, and again on Tuesday, another stormy time. In terms of police department, I'm happy to accept being a commissioner. Thank you very much for giving me that appointment, and I hope I'll be a helpful police commissioner. Scott and I will be meeting next week at some time to talk about what kinds of things that I might be able to be helpful with. Some of the things that are reporting out in terms of police, thank you for giving me half of the job. Security for the tree lighting for 12-6 was department. Thank you again. A $1,500 grant was obtained for body armor replacement, and that is an important thing for our police officers, the safety of our police department. There's a grace period for renewing your municipal parking lot permits, ends on February 1st. So if you have a municipal permit, please get out and get that renewed. And from the chief's request, we are extending parking on West Avenue. That was approved tonight. Again, it will be 28 just spots and 29 summers.
I mean, move your thing away from me.
That's right, you broke it.
It's not mine. It was when your notebook was up against it. Go ahead.
Okay, Miriam, Bradley. Do you have the little unit over the hearing unit? Is that what we're hearing?
No.
No, it's not.
It's that microphone. Just keep going.
That's the storm coming.
Stop touching it. Council President Dougherty. Nobody touch your microphone.
I'm not touching anything. I promise. Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. No report for finance. It's early days here in 2024, so nothing more to add to Councilman Crowley's note about TPW seeking two employees. I'll start with Planning Board. Planning Board held its reorganization meeting on Thursday, January 4th. John McCulter was reelected chairman. Dave Kropinski was elected vice chairman. Mike Stibe returns as planning board attorney, Doug Romeyer from CME Associates as board engineer, and Nancy Tran as planning board secretary. All were voted unanimously selected to those positions. Once again this year, meetings will be held the first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. The one exception will be the July meeting, as the first Thursday in July is July 4th. So July meeting is still TBD. In the regular meeting, the board heard one application, PB 23-09, Messer Colvin, executed for a minor subdivision at 43 Avenue C. This location is currently the field house at Fireman's Field. The application for three single-family lots was approved. The next PB Planning Board meeting will be held on Thursday, February 1st, in this room and on Zoom. Finally, this is my first report as Board of Education liaison, a position that once existed on this council. While this body has no jurisdiction over the boards of education, no jurisdiction, I wanted to make that very clear, issues like regionalization make it essential that our two entities communicate effectively. I'm grateful to the mayor for reinstating this position and for tasking me with this responsibility. On January 4th, the boards held their reorganization meetings and elected the following leaders. The president of Atlantic Highlands Board of Education is Corinne Messina. The Atlantic Highlands Elementary Board of Education vice president is Corey Wingerder. The president of the Henry Hudson Regional School is Claire Kozik. The vice president is Richard Doust. And they also selected leadership for the transitional board for the new regional school district. Corey Wingerder is the president, and Irene Campbell is the vice president. Congratulations and thank you to these individuals for stepping up and taking these important positions. The boards will maintain the meeting schedule they adopted last June 2023. That information is available on the school's websites. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilmember Forbes.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. I'm going to start with Harbor. The Harbor reorganization meeting was held on January 3rd, where the newly appointed council representatives, myself and Mr. Colasurdo, along with Mayor Hohenleitner, were treated to a warm welcome by the commission. I want to take a moment to thank our Harbor officers and commissioners for their service to our borough, including Tom Wall as commission chairman, Robert Sutton as vice chairman, Ricardo Alanos as CFO, and Jessica McLean as treasurer, secretary, and client service representative. For those who would like to attend, Harbor meetings will take place at Borough Hall every first Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. going forward. We were very much looking forward to kicking off our regular monthly meeting on Tuesday, January 9th, but we had to cancel due to the poor weather. The next meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. here at Borough Hall, unless we reschedule the January meeting, which remains to be seen. At that next meeting, we will be reviewing applications for events at the Harbor for the upcoming year. I also have Environmental Commission. The Environmental Commission has set their meeting schedule for 2024. Their first meeting will take place on January 23rd at 7 p.m. and thereafter on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. at Borough Hall or on Zoom. There is one deviation in that schedule for December, when the meeting will take place on the third Tuesday to account for Christmas Eve. And for the Green Team, I haven't had the pleasure of connecting with them directly yet, but my understanding is the Green Team plans to continue their previous meeting schedule of the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m., and their first meeting is tentatively scheduled for January 17th. I hope to have more specifics for our next council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Murphy.
Thank you. I will address Councilman Crowley's question or comment about the leaves and the brush pickup. In 2023, Atlantic Highlands DPW collected a total of 1,160 yards of leaves and 2,262 yards of brush. So, well done. Quite the busy job you guys had. The DPW borough, the yard weekend hours have ended as they are only scheduled for the months of November and December to assist with leaf drop-off. We thank all the residents that participated in the yard being open for brush and leaf drop-offs on the weekends. Recycling center will continue to be open on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. In December, there was a sewer main break on Memorial Parkway and First Avenue. The job was quickly repaired with no loss of service to the businesses or residents. During snow events, please assist the water department and the fire department in clearing around the hydrants in your neighborhood. The sweeper is currently out of service. We are waiting on parts to arrive and to make the necessary repairs. The DPW normally does a townwide sweeping after the leaf pickup has been completed. They will continue that moving forward. The DPW's bucket truck is out of service until further notice, and I believe everything else was covered.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you very much. I just have a couple of things myself. The Chief Reiner and Borough Administrator Ferragina attended the county reorganization. Was that last week?
Yeah, last week.
And it was a really nice ceremony. If you want to hire somebody to do the best national anthem ever, I have to say that our prosecutor's daughter is incredible. Just a highlight any time that I hear her sing. I also, on Tuesday, this will make me cry, attended the assembly swearing-in, where my very, very good friends, Margie Donlin and Luann Peter-Paul, were sworn in, as well as our assembly people, Vicki Flynn and Jerry Scharfenberger. And for those of you who don't know, Luann is the first openly gay member of the assembly. So it was a very historic occasion, and I'm really proud to be her friend. I also attended the Yacht Club reorganization along with most of the council, which was a really nice meeting. We're already looking forward to how we and the Harbor and the Yacht Club can partner on initiatives down there. I didn't mention this in my address on January 1st, but we will be signing the Mayor's Wellness Campaign pledge this week. So anybody who's interested in being part of that, there's lots of different roles for folks, and there's lots of ways that we can make ourselves more well here. So I am planning on being active in that and sharing information about my own wellness and improving that. We are also going to partner with the schools on civics and leadership, and we're going to have a regular program here, either in the library or at the schools. I had the pleasure of having lunch with the DPW folks at the end of the year, and
you're so good at it, we're going to give you another storm on Friday. So thank you for inviting me to that. It was really nice to spend time with the guys, and I appreciate the warm relationship that we all have. This past Saturday at 9 a.m., and I'm not a morning meeting person, I attended the Alliance program over in Highlands. It was very nice to be, I've known about the program for quite a while. It's been in existence forever. Councilmember Murphy, Ms. Bennett, was there, and she was remembering you fondly. But that will continue. I told Council President Dougherty that he might have to go to that meeting if it's at 9 a.m. And I think that is it for me, other than to remind everybody that we have council office hours every Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. Did you have any customers tonight?
I had one customer, yes.
Excellent. And I will be doing my own office hours on Mondays by appointment from between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., but I can always be reached at mayor@ahnj.com, and my cell phone's listed on pretty much everything. So that is it for us, and now it's time for you. There's time for public comment. Mrs. Clark?
Individuals wishing to address the council shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their name, address, and group, if any, they represent. Although the council encourages public participation, it reserves the right for its presiding officer to terminate remarks and or by any individual not in keeping with the conduct of proper and efficient meeting. If any individual refuses to conduct themselves in a proper manner, they will be removed from the meeting. The council will not, during the public portion of this meeting, discuss matters involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, litigation, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or discipline of any specific or prospective or current employee.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public that would like to come forward and address Ms. Cruz? She had her hand up faster.
Hey, Ashley Cruz, 124 Western Avenue. Just a question, the radio station that you mentioned multiple times, how do I like, find it?
1690 AM.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mrs. Smith.
Mayor Smith, 29 Linden Avenue. I just wanted to ask Brian, I didn't hear the whole thing, I'm sorry. The reorganization meeting of the school boards?
Yes.
Was that an organization meeting of the new board?
The leadership was named of the transitional board, but they're still standing it up. So at the moment, the other boards are still in place, but the leadership was identified, and I can read those names to you again if you'd like to. Like
I got the names that you said, but my question was that an organization meeting for the new board of education? Because I didn't see that advertised.
I'm not sure. I'd have to find out. I know that they elected their leadership, but I'm not sure if it would be considered an official reorganization of that board. So I'd have to get back to you on that. I'm not sure.
My question is, so everybody was there, well, the 26 members were there.
Yes.
But there's only 9 members of that one board. So did those 9 members of the new board sit separate from the other 26? I didn't get to the meeting.
Neither did I, because it was in the same night as the planning board. So I got an update afterwards, but I did not attend, so I can't speak to how they were arranged or how they were seated or right.
It's just that I didn't see that, you know, an organization meeting for the new board advertised any place on any of the board sites. But I would appreciate it if you could.
Absolutely. Be happy to.
Terrific. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you.
Any hands?
No hand raised.
Can you please come front, all the way front? Thank you. Just the microphone's above you.
Stephanie Lyon, 5 East Lincoln Avenue, 32-year resident in Lincoln. Not quite from I just wanted to say congratulations to all of you for the reorg meeting I attended, but I didn't get a chance to thank everybody. I just also wanted to congratulate you on this fantastic meeting. I know parking and business districts stuff has been talked about for years and years, which is nice to see as being introduced at the first meeting of this new governing body.
Thank you. I want to give credit to last year's council, though, too, and the mayor, because it's been in the works for quite a while.
But it's nice to see it's actually been included. And also, congratulations on the wellness and also the civics
Thank you.
And I was also, I know I'm not always talking about any litigation, but I was happy to hear that the student that is in the time for the election has dropped by women's support.
We anticipate that that's going to happen.
Okay, and I also want to just express my exasperation that this matter, if anyone living in this borough believes that there's truly election fraud, that voters that are not supposed to be on the vote rolls, I think the town and the county would better serve the voters and leaders, taking time to work with the county to get the vote rolls in up rather than, filing this frivolous lawsuit and naming neighbors that they, are claiming improperly voting.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Mr. Rario.
Thank you. Paul Barbado, 22 Torrey Road, a.k.a. Lousy Road. But is this settled with the Torrey night? I'm not going to bore everybody with bad news about my road or the road I live on. But I would like to say that some good things happened on Lowry Road. It took me 8 months. We didn't lose power, but it took me 8 months with JCP&L to get a new telephone pole. Okay, 28 months. The last one that I worked on 14 years ago took me a year. But I know I got the right people, So I know if you need a telephone pole, you can call me, and I can get it. Mr. Farragino, thank you for the situation with the lamp. It took 5 months, several emails, and several phone calls, but we got to the light. So, got power, and finally, that is taken care of.
I have more good news for you.
What?
I spoke with Mr. Farragina, but just before the meeting after you and I spoke, and we're going to schedule the meeting that Mayor Gluckstein promised you in the next couple weeks, as long as there's new information for us to talk about.
Oh, there is.
Great. Thank you. Come on.
Okay. There it is.
Any hands, Doug? Doug, any hands?
Just two things, Mayor. Mark Fisherman with Third Avenue. Congratulations to those re-elected, elected, and congratulations to you, Mayor.
Thank you.
And the other thing is, thank you so much for reinstituting a liaison with the Board of Education. I don't know how it ever happened that that got dissolved when it did, but it's an important partnership between, even though you have nothing to do with each other, you need to have that connection, especially now during these times with regionalization coming up for a vote. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And just so you know, Dr. Beams was one of the first phone calls I had since taking the seat. So we have a strong communication, and we'll be kept in the loop, and we'll keep them in the loop. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, we're going to close public comment. And now we need to go into executive session on three separate items. There's not going to be any action taken, and I think it will take about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
May I have a motion to go into executive session?
Sorry, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
We'll go that way.
Ashley.
May I have a motion and a second to come out of executive session?
Murphy.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
Murphy.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Have a lovely
evening. Good job, everybody. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.